This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. The fourth part of prayer, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, is intercession. This first of all acknowledges that prayer cannot be a singular conversation between me and God, rooted in a mere personal relationship with the Lord and divorced from the community of believers. Rather, intercession acknowledges the shared fraternity of the entire people of God. Christ's command to the disciples to love one another is to be taken seriously, and this mandate is fulfilled every time we pray with and for one another. Thus, the petitions which we mentioned in the previous reflection cannot only express personal desires. They must ultimately be directed to the good of our family, our friends, and the whole Christian community at large. Moreover, this notion of community extends beyond the church here on earth. It also extends to the holy souls in purgatory, as well as to the angels and saints in heaven. Thus we are called to pray for the faithful departed, that their temporary purgation might soon end. Then, with the angels and saints, they will be able to go directly before the Lord's presence and intercede for us here on earth. This is why the Church has always promoted the veneration of saints, knowing that their prayers rise with great efficacy before the throne of God, because their merits, which are the merits of Christ, redound to our benefit here on earth. Prayer cannot be merely personal, but must participate in the unified cry of praise to the God who made all things. This is illustrated concretely through the chanting of the Litany of the Saints in the Church's most solemn occasions. At baptisms, at ordinations, at the Easter Vigil, at the transfer of a deceased pope's body to St. Peter's Basilica, at his funeral, at the installation mass of his successor. The Litany of Saints summons the entire host of heaven to the Church's aid. In moments of joy and in moments of mourning, we beg the saints for their prayers, knowing that they who now live in perfect communion with Christ are heard by him. Thus, as we say in every Mass, with the angels, saints, and our brothers and sisters in Christ, we join in their unending hymn of praise, for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church. In the next installment, we will reflect on the Lord's Prayer. Thank you for listening to the Year of Prayer podcast from the CHC at Stonyhurst. Please visit our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer, where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.